And today, let's look at Padre Pio's weapon, an example of its effectiveness, of its efficacy, we can say. And that is the rosary. Hello friends, and welcome to our channel Following Padre Pio, where through a series of short stories, we take a look into the life of our great saint. He was a Capuchin friar, mystic, a tremendous miracle worker, and that is Saint Padre Pio. So do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and to see what his intercession can do for all of us, for you and for your loved ones. We'd also like to quickly thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons. You are the ones making all of these videos possible for everyone. If you want to join us in that program, just see the video on the end screen. And do also help us in our Padre Pio apostolate by liking the video and sharing the videos with your friends and colleagues. Now, we've already seen in a previous video how Padre Pio received the rosary. It was given to him by Our Lady. After having this vision, he saw a violent, hostile crowd surrounding his monastery, and they were blaspheming and they were calling for Padre Pio's head. And with the rosary in hand, this diabolical crowd fell to the ground and they were defeated. So from then on, Padre Pio referred to this as his weapon, and Padre Pio and his rosary were now inseparable. Now, as the month of Our Lady draws to a close, let us consider an incredible example, which certainly seems to confirm Padre Pio's weapon, that idea. And I'm hoping this is going to give all of us some food for thought. Now, did you know that much of Austria was under the Iron Curtain? So they really experienced atheistic communist-style clampdowns in a brutal form that might remind us even of Shanghai today. So what was the difference? What was their solution, their secret to shaking this off? And perhaps many of us have just never heard of the story of Austria actually being under the Iron Curtain, and that is because of one single person, a Father Petrus Pavlicek, and with his weapon, the rosary. Now, after World War II, Austria was divided up by the Allies, and the eastern half of the country, and that included Vienna, came under the control of the Soviets. And very significantly, right up until 1991, the Soviets had never lost a single nation. But with Austria, they did. So what happened differently here? And this is the story. Now, Father Pavlicek was inspired by the words of Our Lady of Fatima, where she said that the actions of men would just not be enough. Only she could help us through the rosary, and if we did what she asked of us. She said many souls would be saved and there would be peace. So Father Petrus would always say, because of this, peace is a gift from God and it is not the work of politicians. Now, in World War II, Father Pavlicek had been conscripted into the German army, and it was on a significant feast day, May the 13th, and he was sent to the front. So it appears that somehow he was always under Our Lady's protection, as significant things seem to happen in his life on Our Lady's feast days, as if she had some plan in mind for him. And he was captured at the front, and he became an American prisoner of war. And it was in this prisoner of war camp that Father Pavlicek learnt about Our Lady's apparition and the message of Fatima. Then on the 16th of July, that is 1945, it was also the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, another feast day. And Father Pavlicek was released now from the prisoner of war camp. And after this, he immediately set out and he made a pilgrimage to a Marian shrine, a well-known shrine, Marienzell in Austria. There he wanted to thank Our Lady for her protection during the war and also to seek what was the will of God. And so when he was there praying at Marienzell on February the 2nd, It is the Feast of the Presentation. Now, the Feast of Our Lady, Mary spoke to him in a very direct and a clear voice, saying, "Do as I say, and there will be peace." So that became the dominant theme in his life. After the war, much of Austria, as we said, had fallen behind the Iron Curtain. But Father Pavlicek was inspired by these words of Our Lady, and he began gathering people in villages and towns and cities all over across the Soviet-controlled Austria on the 13th of each month to pray the rosary together in public. And he gave the name to this, to these gatherings, to pray the rosary, his Rosary Crusade. At first, of course, people were quite frightened, and they got very few people joining in the rosaries. But they gained strength when they saw other people joining, and this gave them hope. And so support for this Rosary Crusade, it continued over time to ebb and flow. But eventually, over time, over 500,000 people, that is one in ten Austrians, they had actually pledged to join in this Rosary Crusade. And yet, despite this, their faith was still put to the test. It was tried right until the very end. And 8 years later, with 500,000 Austrians praying, Father Petrus continued to persevere. During this time, the politicians had been through 260 peace conferences with the Soviets, and it all seemed to no avail because the Cold War continued to intensify and the Russians tightened their iron grip on Austria. So human effort, as Father Pavlicek had said, was just insufficient to change the course of history and to bring about peace. And then in 1955, something strange happened. The Soviet governors of Austria, they invited the Austrians to a conference. Now they were fearing the worst, that their nation's fate, Austria's fate, was somehow to be sealed in this meeting. So the Prime Minister, Raab, he entreated Father Pavlicek, please pray and ask your people to pray even harder. And then, to the world's great surprise, the Soviets announced that they would withdraw their troops from Austria in just 3 months. And on May the 15th, which is the month of Mary, of course, the Soviets, they signed a treaty guaranteeing the independence of Austria. And in October, the month of the Rosary, the last Russian soldier had now left Austrian soil. And at this, the multitudes were just so overjoyed. And they marched in processions with candles and rosaries in hand and carrying the statue of Our Lady of Fatima that they saw as their deliverer from this oppression. And the Prime Minister announced, "Today, we whose hearts are full of faith, we cry out to heaven in joyful prayer. We are free, O Mary, we thank thee." And so just to conclude, we may vastly underestimate the power of this rosary. It is so simple and brief, just offering 1% of our day, yet the rosary has proven to be the force which has driven away evil forces from countries where all human efforts have failed. It is also a school of prayer and a formation of virtue. And as Our Lady said at Fatima, "Pray the rosary every day, for I am able to help you." Interesting fact, Father Pavlicek's youth was misspent until one day he was struck with a life-threatening illness, and then he had this striking conversion. And so there is always hope. Our Lady likes to choose sometimes her children, sometimes the most wayward children, to do the greatest thing. This was the case with Father Petrus Pavlicek. So I hope you'll agree that's quite an incredible story that happened, something that can send shivers down one's spine, and it does seem to confirm Padre Pio's statement, "Bring me my weapon, which is the rosary." Coming soon, we're going to have a look at how Padre Pio received the stigmata. That is the wounds of our Lord's crucifixion on his hands, his feet, and in his side. Please do join us for that video. Dear friends of following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as scripture says, those who instruct many to justice shall be as the stars for eternity? Apparently that's from the book of Daniel. So with that intention in mind, we offer you a special program, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, if you join this program, you will be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people, hopefully to inspire them so that they do not give up hope, that they do not lose faith in God in these very trying times. So if you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ's death would not have been in vain for them. So that's our aim. And we also have regular masses celebrated for all of those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are other benefits too. To find out more, just click the video on the end screen, or you can go to the link in the video description below.